Hello there, it's Dominique Vail here, founder of InvisiYouth Charity and your host for a monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show on the InvisiYouth Chat Sessions podcast, Audio Flash Files. Our motto is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn about an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for InvisiYouth's medically adultish population. But you know, we love all people aiming to get the most out of life, so all are welcome. And trust, you're going to have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering advice that'll make all the non-medical parts of your life all the better. When coming up with different types of relationship dynamics that we need to have tools to improve for our communication techniques, one of the groups that immediately was brought up to the InvisiYouth team was actually a group that all of us have experience with, but none of us know who they are. Can you guess who I'm talking about? Well, if you guessed correctly, you would have guessed the general public. Yup, those random people we come into contact with when we're out and about, and at times they make those comments and staring contests and questions that interfere with our day. What do we say or do in those situations when people are talking about us or asking questions, especially about our chronic illness or disability? Let's find out one of InvisiYouth techniques that you can teach yourself to do for when you want to react. Now let's take a beat and I'm going to pour open this nice cold glass of water and open up today's file. So let's get into it. We're calling today's flash file, Take an Inner Litmus Test When Responding to General Public Curiosity. How fun! We want you to take a test before talking it out with people. But that might also be from my love of schooling, that's taking a metaphorical test in a valuable way when situations with the general public come forward. First things first, let's give a definition of what exactly is a litmus test and how there are types of emotional-based litmus tests that can play a crucial role in how we improve communication techniques with this dynamic. A literal litmus test is a paper test that can find out if a substance is acidic or alkaline. It's a testing strip to see if a substance level of something bad. And that can become a metaphor for emotional, professional, political, or moral situations too. The Britannica Dictionary defines litmus tests as something, such as an opinion about a moral issue, that is used to make a judgment about whether someone or something is acceptable. It basically is like an internal testing strip about our internal temperature on how we feel about a certain individual or certain situation we're presented with in life. And when you say that something is a litmus test, you mean that it is an effective and definitive way of proving or measuring it for yourself. So we are taking that mentality in our way of dealing with the dynamic of communicating with the general public. When we think about random people and the relationship dynamic of this community, you need to remind yourself of those circles of trust and what layer of circles of trust this group falls under. With the general public, they are obviously the most outer layer in your circles of trust for the obvious reason. You don't know these strangers at all and will most likely never see them again after this random encounter. The irony with this relationship dynamic is that these can often be the individuals that cause the most struggle or harm to our mindsets or moods during our days. And when that random person makes a comment or asks an invasive question or continues on with their day, it will stay with you longer, and those "I should have said this" or "what if" comments will flood your mind in the day, potentially. The reason it's so ironic is that we need to remind ourselves that they are the outermost layer of trust and value in our relationship circles. So the amount of power we need to give them and what they say should remain low, especially when it comes to our own points of view of ourselves. Now, this is not to say that we shouldn't always keep a level of respect or kindness in our interactions with strangers. We highly recommend that, even for those nosy ones. But it's just a reminder that when it steps into invasive or damaging commentary, you need to remember they aren't people that you are going to have to be worrying about dealing with all the time or hold a sentimental value in your life. And while many people will say, "Oh, don't worry about those random people and what they've asked you," or "don't focus on why those people were looking at you funny," it holds a different note when you're a young person living with chronic illness or disability. Oftentimes, for those of us living with a visible chronic illness or disability that fluctuates or is permanent. We know that the reason the general public is looking or talking about us is asking questions, comments, or thoughts that could relate to our health status. Even more so, we know that we can typically be the first chronically ill or disabled young adult they are seeing. And it can make you feel more like a fish in a fishbowl than you want when you're just out at shops, going to class, work, restaurants, or with family and friends. It can make those little insecurities or self-consciousness parts of the elements of yourself that connect to your chronic illness or disability come to the surface a little bit more. And that is not something to be embarrassed or ashamed of. Trust me, I've had chronic illness for almost 14 years, and there are still those moments when on the right day, at the right time, some random person's overly inquisitive comment or too long stare or invasive question will make me feel self-conscious. What's valuable is to acknowledge that the relationship dynamic of the general public has this communication blocker that's inherent to the fact that there actually is no relationship. It's a fleeting dynamic. You can interact and communicate with them, but then both parties move along with their days, so any communication techniques to handle those interactions need to be instantaneous to pick up and utilize when the moments occur. You are both two ends of the dynamic that don't know anything about each other. Their knowledge or experience with chronic illness or disability, or even if they're having a bad day or a rude moment or just being too invasive without even realizing it. There are no playing it safe or safety barriers or cushions added to your general public's comments to you because they don't know you to know your boundaries, and vice versa, you don't know them to know how best to reply. So it's all about reading yourself in that moment and what you're willing, wanting, and able to share and communicate to continue on with your day in a productive manner. What is truly the reason that InvisiYouth wanted to address the general public as one of the relationship dynamics in the Audio Flash Files Communication Mediator series is because we often hear from teens and young adults in our nonprofit's community about their interaction with random people and how they don't know how to handle those situations of those random questions and comments. And they often were left with all of these what I should have said or how I wanted to react or these what if thoughts later on. So it was important for us to address this dynamic that you encounter basically every week at a minimum and provide an option of a life-improving technique you can tap into when those instances on the fly are happening to make those what-ifs less frequent and allow your confidence to grow. Now that I've told you the why, I'm going to explain the how. And the technique here to take those steps to achieve this end goal we've been talking about, and to do that, you know we're opening up InvisiYouth Galaxy Glossary to our latest edition, Inner Litmus Test Method. Yes, you know after all that talk about literal, metaphorical, and mental litmus tests at the start of this podcast, that I was going to circle it back to that testing strip once again. This instantaneously reactive noun is a personal procedure used to make a decision via your judgment whether to engage in discussions, reactions, education, or responses to other individuals, part of the public, in unplanned situations. It is the testing of whether that person and or topic of conversation is acceptable or deserving of your current mood and situational activity. This method is focused on instantaneous communication supports, meaning it's all about giving you the tools to give yourself a quick check-in to see how you want to react. It gives you all the power instead of worrying about what was being said to you by that specific general public member. So all of our steps to execute the inner litmus test method are all going to be centered around you and your inner thoughts and feelings versus what the random person actually had to say or asks of a question in that moment. The first step in all of this comes the moment you notice that the general public member is having a curiosity or focus about you, and it stems into the categories of curiosity, invasiveness, rudeness, or anything. That can be with looks or comments or questions that are directed at you. When you have that moment of the general public making questions or comments about your chronically ill young self, or how can you be disabled and sick and young, in all of those air quotes, you have to immediately check in with yourself. You have a litmus test to yourself If you're either in the mood to educate, make a joke, prove their ignorance, or respond, or if you want to move along and ignore that random person's comment, look, or question, and move your focus away from them. Now, that can sound like an easy concept of, no kidding, I need to think about what I want to say in that moment. But what is key with this is that you need to quickly check in with yourself about what you're willing or mentally capable of handling in that exact instance. Are you overwhelmed by other things? Fatigued about talking about stuff or medical questions? Are you feeling full up with your cup mentally and emotionally and want to take this moment to give some wisdom and be an example to others? Because you might be in their instance to educate them so they're not as ignorant in the future interactions about a chronic illness or disability. Both directions are fine and both directions aren't finite. You might be willing to give a comeback 80% of the time, but you need that breathing room to fluctuate. It will fluctuate for you, and it doesn't make you any less of an advocate or an individual with confidence for either direction if in some moments you don't want to respond. So the next step is dipping that metaphorical litmus test into your thoughts you're having to see how you feel in the situation and with the question or comment the random person presented to you. If you have a positive reaction, you can push forward, provide a joke to annihilate their ignorance, or even expand their knowledge and educate that random person so they will know how in the future to interact or ask questions or not. And if you have a negative reaction to your litmus test, you choose to not engage with that general public member. You take a breath, keep moving along, or even simply say, that's too personal for me, or no thank you. Those are good options. You're waiting for your thoughts to taint the inner litmus test positively or negatively, and that's really your emotional response being one of nerves and sadness or one of positivity and energy. You allow yourself to lead in one of those two directions, and then you choose your confident communication style to react to the question or looks in a way that makes you feel the most confident. Since we're coming to the end of this InvisiYouth lesson on the audio flash files, you know I'm going to tell you a quick life story. Well, I'm actually going to tell you two mini stories that happened within a span of a week. This was around the time of my early 20s when I had just started using a cane in those instances of time that my chronic illness would flare up and I needed that assistance for daily success. I always joke that's my 30% of the year sometimes. I was in the middle of a bad health flare and we needed to go out to the food market, so I brought my cane. Now, I did have many instances of random people in the general public giving me the stare or the point and whisper, as you know, when they see a 20-something walking around with a cane in a cute outfit. Because, you know, that stereotype of only your grandma uses a cane will pop into their mind, unfortunately. But as I walked down one aisle, I saw a couple towards the end completely staring and talking to each other, even pointing at me. And as we were about to pass them, one of them made eye contact and asked me, hey, why is someone so young like you using a cane? That makes no sense. You have like a cast or something under there? What's the deal? Yes, they were that brazen and that bold, and I instantly paused and gave myself a quick inner litmus test about how I was feeling in that moment. And I was exhausted from days of doctors and then having to answer questions and being in pain and feeling unwell. So my inner litmus test came back negative, which if you know me and my obvious profession, it's not a common reaction on my litmus test. So I respected my inner litmus test and my need to retain my inner peace in that moment and told them, appreciate your curiosity, but no thank you to that question. And I continued to walk away. Did I worry that I was being rude for about 15 seconds? Sure, but my family around me reassured me that I was being quite nice and responded well, and that they were just random people that could handle themselves too. Now, fast forward a few more days, I was back at a different store, still using my cane, and another couple with a young kid asked me the same question because their child was quite loud in their confusion why I was using a cane like their grandpa, as they told me. I did the same inner litmus test, gave myself a pause and then a mental check-in, and my cup felt full, and the test was positive, as most of the time it is for me. So I did a pause, gave a quick Cliff Notes version of having chronic illness, and sometimes it was painful or unsteady to walk, and my cane helps me. And the kid and their parents felt a little educated and said, "Oh wow, I didn't know that. I hope you feel less pain and a little bit better soon." We all moved in our separate directions. I moved with positivity and they moved with more knowledge. Two different instances with the general public were way too nosy for my liking in one and just curious and kind in another. But I did my inner litmus test both times, came back with two different reactions, and followed my instincts both times so I could confidently communicate my wishes. Now that we're checking out of this story time and back into the InvisiYouth lesson, or more like the end of this file, I'm going to wrap it up. And as you know, with every audio flash file from InvisiYouth Charity, with all of our resources as well, I'm going to remind you, we encourage you to try our life-improving tools and mindset and disagree if it doesn't work for you. Fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum in this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationship dynamics, your communication style, and your way of living life. Now, here's our final drip of knowledge to close this file. The focus when it comes to communicating with our relationship dynamic with the general public is not on what you share or even what these random people have said, but all about your confidence in your ability to read your emotions in the moment and figure out how full your cup is in that instant in regards to willingness to engage in the general public's innocent inquiry or brazen invasiveness. It is vital to remind yourself that this group is the outermost layer of your relationships that you'll experience and the most fleeting because they aren't a part of your life and vice versa. So while you want to improve and provide kindness and understanding to all people you come in contact with, you also don't need to bend over backwards in every situation. When it comes to that inner litmus test method and the communication with general public as a relationship dynamic, you want to make sure that you're thinking about what you're feeling and willing to react with in that moment, and sometimes that'll be more reactive to the general public and responding to educate. Other times, it will be responding without words and protecting your inner peace, while also providing the general public that knowledge that young people with chronic illness and disabilities don't need to walk around and explain things of a dictionary as well at all times. Provide yourself that security and provide yourself that confidence in when you communicate with anyone around you, no matter how often or fleeting you see them. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness and disability. And like we always say at InvisiYouth, adapt and thrive so you can carve out that lane of success and joy for yourself in all of its rebellious game-changing glory. Make sure to subscribe to the InvisiYouth Chat Sessions podcast. Please click that like and write a positive comment on this episode and share it with your family, friends, followers, all over social media too. And come back when I pull out another audio flash file. Chat soon.